All right, if I could have your attention in the media center, we're going to go ahead and kick off our first media availability. We're now joined by Bubba Wallace, driver of the number 43 Medallion Bank, Petty's Garage Chevrolet. Bubba, I thought you were supposed to be in a rookie meeting right now.
I thought I was too.
Oh, okay. I'm just making sure. All right, we're going to open up for questions. If you have a question, raise your hand. We'll get you a mic. We'll go first to Bob.
Bob Pocker, ESPN. How is your foot and your cheek? And do you know NASCAR made improvements to the footbox area after Kyle Busch's accident in 2015? Do you have any idea if those improvements helped you walk away?
I think my left foot's broken and my cheek will never be repaired. I'm all good. I don't know. I didn't know they made those improvements since Kyle's deal, but I had banged it off the inside of my left foot. I banged it off the gas pedal, and I had a knot the size of a nickel. And I've had that before when I've wrecked. I forgot where it was. A couple times I've had it, and it would be fine the next day. And it was lingering for about a day and a half after that. I wore shoes for the first time yesterday. I was just being lazy and wearing flip-flops and put on shoes. And I was like, oh, damn, that still hurts a little bit. But I'm all good now. No pain, actually. I was just trying to touch it to see. So we're all good. Healed up. Back pretty good. Ready to go do it again. Now all the videos that pop up are Jimmy and Denny's wrecks. I'm like, God dang it. Come here again or come here to this place and lose brakes going into one. Good times there.
We go next in front.
Larry Ott with Buffalo News. Today, later on today, you'll be in the K&N race. In 2010, you were in the K&N race, and you got your inroads into that through the Drive for Diversity program. Mm-hmm. If you could just comment a little bit on the program itself, the diversity program, and also about the K&N and returning there this afternoon.
Yeah, you know, the diversity program was a lot of fun. You know, myself, Sergio Pena, Ryan Gifford, McKenna Bell, all of us, you know, going after it there in 2010 and 11. So we had a lot of fun those 2 years and a lot of great publicity on and off the racetrack. I think that really boosted my career to get me where I'm at today. So we were every track we showed up to, we were ready to win and just have a great time. And I ran one road course in Kane and Carl. I was thinking about that last night. We ran a Lime Rock in 2010, finished fifth or sixth, I believe. But never raced here at the Glen. So I'm pumped to be back in the K&N series. I got to the bus last night, and the K&N race from Iowa was on, so I was watching that. And then I pulled up some footage from the K&N race here at the Glen a couple years ago and even last year and just tried to learn a couple things. So it'll be fun. You know, it's going back. It's been since 2012, so we'll see how it shakes out. Go beat up on some little kids or get my ass whooped by some little kids. We'll see.
We'll go next to Jerry. Up front.
Jerry Jordan, kickingthetires.net and PRN. When you go back and you look at a race like that, you know, you're coming here, what do you learn? What can you pick up from something like that? Not even just here, but at other tracks that you're going back to.
Yeah, it's kind of tough to look at the broadcast view of for learning purposes. I mean, you can watch the race and see what kind of moves they made, but trying to depict where, you know, on throttle time, braking points and everything, that's kind of hard to do. So I'm just going to go out and, you know, figure it all out. I got Will Rogers as a teammate. You know, he's a badass on the road courses, so I'm sure I'll pick his brain before we get going. If it's going to rain, I'm pumped about that. I don't know if you guys seen the Mid-Ohio race a couple years ago. We did okay for a couple corners, so we ran off. So I think the owner said we're going to make one lap in the K&N car and then be done. So we'll see, but it should be a good time. It's just I looked at Sonoma, and I'm like, I got to do something to be better than we were at Sonoma. So I took matters in my own hands, and thankful for Sunoco for stepping up, helping foot the bill a little bit, but just trying to learn for Sunday.
And obviously you made some of the rounds, podcast things this past week talking about your accident, but mm-hmm. when you got – back to Charlotte last weekend or Concord, you know, what went through your head at that point? What were you thinking? Like, holy crap, I dodged one. But did you have that moment where you just kind of like all the adrenaline went away?
Hey, Ross. Yeah, thanks, guy. When I got back home, you know, Amanda wasn't there, so I kind of had to give her the download. on, you know, what happened and, you know, what I went through. So I kind of relived it with her again. And, you know, thinking about it, like, it's a fascinating wreck to watch. I hate that it's mine, you know. So all week long, even up to this day, I still see it just because it's through Instagram, it's through Twitter. People are putting it out there, and people are taking stuff from the podcast and creating articles about it. So I'm still reliving it. And it's a tough one to watch, but, man, we hit a ton. And it's good to be able to come away and walk away from that. And just know that, you know, had a lot of people's support. That was pretty cool as well. I think that was one of the, that was obviously a big highlight for me, is just getting out and seeing, you know, everybody reaching out and showing their levels of concern.
We're going next to Dustin, then Bob, then Chris.
Dustin Long, NBC Sports. It's been almost a year since your Michigan win in the Truck Series.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you a couple things about that. One is just when, as time passes, what does that mean, having that been a win since that's been your last win? And secondly, because you guys are always so competitive, how does one learn or deal with stretches without winning? Because obviously it's, you know, that's, you've had success throughout your career at younger ages and getting all the trophies and so forth. How does one kind of learn or adjust or set their mindset a little differently? Or do you, when you go through a drought like that?
Yeah, hell, I'm good. I got, going off of the previous stretch of 3 years, I guess I still got 2 years to go until I start feeling anything. So I'm all right. You know, I do think about that a lot. And I think about, you know, next weekend coming up. I was just thinking about Huffman and everybody at MDM. I was like, damn, we should go do that again because that was fun. But it's just part of it. You know, you go through these moments where you get, you know, signs of success, and the other times are when you're, you know, fighting and clawing and racing the hell out of Ross Chastain for 25th. So you have that, right? That's what we go through. We race each other hard each and every weekend from Xfinity to here. So you have that. You have those moments. Those moments make you stronger, I believe. And so those days where you do click and find something, you have that little bit extra fuel in the tank, fuel to add to the fire from those tough days to go out and really get the job done. So it's not a matter of us dwelling on not winning. It's just a matter of us trying to find something that makes our cars much more competitive. That's a win for us right now. Yeah.
How do you, I don't know if it's realistic expectations or can a driver not have realistic expectations?
Yeah, you can. You definitely change them up as you go. You know, coming into this season, you know, we didn't know where we were going to stack up at first, so we were saying, you know, top 20 in the presser at Atlanta. We said, you know, 8th to 12th was our range. And I was like, that's good, you know, especially coming off last year and how we ran. And then we started getting to the races, and we weren't really finding ourselves barely inside the top 20. So it's like, okay, we readjust. And once that started becoming, unfortunately, the norm, then it's like, okay, so we're going to fight for top 20s, and those are going to be really good days for us. And that's how you use a race, you use a scale, you get a couple races underneath the belt, use it as a scale to adjust your expectations, I guess. But it's, you know, for us, we'll have those moments, like I said earlier. We'll have those moments. And honestly, not even, you know, giving any crap to Ross, but what he does in the four car and Xfinity stuff is pretty damn cool. I remember that just pissed me off when he'd out-qualify us. I knew we'd pass him first lap in a race. He's not very good at racing, but he can get the most speed out he can. But it's pretty cool to see what he does with that equipment in the Xfinity Series. Finished fourth, Iowa. That was pretty cool. But it's those moments right there that take you much farther than beyond, because you know you can show up with the confidence next week. And no matter if you run 25th, but you know you know that you have that moment of success, and you can be able to do that again.
Mm-hmm. Next to Bob and Chris.
It's shitty I had to use you as an example.
Bob Pockris, ESPN. Along those lines, did the win at Michigan do anything you feel for your future at Petty's? And just what did that win, I mean, did it increase any confidence in yourself?
I mean, it just kind of like a refresher, like, okay, you still can get to victory lane, so that's good. So I mean, I guess you have a little bit more confidence when you go back to Michigan, or even when you climb back in the trucks. But it was just, you know, a race that there was nothing on the line for us. We went out and didn't give two craps about anybody out there. We wanted to go out and get a win. And so that's what happened. So I was like, all right, cool, mission accomplished. And it was like, cool, we won. Finally, it's been a while. That's good. And then we focused on, you know, the season coming up. And now that we're so, you know, heavily digested in this, we hadn't even thought about it much. But, you know, the future with Petty is looking good. You know, thankful for them. Like we talked about last week, the extension for 2 years. So I'm excited about that.
We're next to Chris.
Chris Knight, catchnets.com. Daryl, following up on Dustin's question a little bit. If you take Daytona out of the mix, are you happy and content with the direction of RPM, knowing that all the obstacles that you guys have had to face this season?
Yeah, I mean, it's like I said, we had expectations. We haven't really met them at all. So I've kind of scaled back. I think the King's still on that 8th to 12th. That's why those conversations, like, why aren't we running 8th to 12th? I'm like, we're trying. But it's take those races out, take Daytona out. Yeah, I mean, it's okay. It's a rookie year in Cup. We're going to go through those. We're going to go through the struggles. None of us obviously thought we would be so far behind the eight ball. But what's cool to see is we show up to the shop each and every, or I show up to the shop each and every week, and show up to the racetrack every week, and the guys are still digging hard, 100%, 110% effort, trying to find something. And, you know, each and every weekend, all right, we think we got something really good for this weekend. You know, hopefully it translates to something. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't, but at least we're trying things. And we're not just sitting there with our heads in our laps just saying, well, we'll see how it goes next weekend. We're still continuing to push the efforts and trying to get better.
Go ahead.
John Haverland, ESPN Albuquerque. You brought it up. You kind of mentioned it briefly, the Mid-Ohio race in 2016 when it was in wet weather. I was looking at the forecast just now. It looks like there could be some rain during tonight's race, and although Sunday looks okay, do you think precipitation could play into your favor in terms of, like, racing on the road course? Does it balance out the field for you?
Yeah, I think I don't know who's all racing the rain. I don't even know if there's any ringers in today's Canaan race. I'm not sure, but I think we've all got a fair share of racing in the rain at GoPro Motorplex there in Mooresville. So just run out of the groove. That's the biggest thing. Don't run off track. Don't overstep it. Don't get excited. That's what I did when I took the lead. Got excited, ran off track, and did it again. So just trying to learn from those and take those little moments that, you know, as much as you can from as little as you can, as little as we learned in that, because it went from wet to dry, finishing the wet. So that was an exciting race. We'll see how it translates over.
So that was like a big learning process for you, that race?
Yeah, it was. You know, figuring, you know, I thought it would be totally different, but, you know, the braking zones weren't too much different. It's just a matter of running way outside of the groove or running in the groove when it's dry, you know. That's the biggest thing.
All right, we have time for one more question. Go ahead, Jerry.
Jerry Jordan, Kickham Tires on NPRN. How is the Bubba Wallace brand? After Daytona, you were way up here, lots of fans. You know, you've got this season where it's not great, but, you know, it's a rookie season, as you said. How is the brand for Bubba? How are the fan base? What's your reaction, your interaction, and how are you liking the direction of where you're going?
Yeah, the fans are still growing. The brand is still growing. It's been a fun journey. Basically, ever since, you know, this year really kick-starting it off and being at the pinnacle level, getting the attention and spotlight, you know, growing that. A lot of people are wanting the swag, the hats, the t-shirts. Ross wants one, so I have to get him one. So it's special. You know, he won't admit it, but he's a huge Bubba Wallace fan, and that helps out a long way. I'm a huge fan of Ross, you know, just when we're racing each other. It's just, you got to keep going, and the fans, the true fans, know that when you do struggle, it's a process that you're all going to go through. So it's awesome to read the tweets that, you know, nobody's backing away from your camp. Everybody's here for support. You know, keep doing what you do. So that's good to see. And, you know, sometimes when you're really frustrated, it's like, yeah, okay, cool, thanks. But really deep down, it actually really means a lot once you really digest it. So I'm excited to see where the direction's heading of that brand. We're trying to do, you know, outside of the box ideas and you know, with the personal line of the BW wear is pretty cool. A lot of people are rocking it. And it's just myself, my manager kind of running it. So we definitely need some more staff to produce the ideas that we have up here, and also to just get out more merchandise for the fans. So we're working on that, and we just give us some time, and it'll keep growing from here. But ever since Daytona, it's been on a steady uprise. So that's exciting.